Hey, welcome, Doug, to this interview series, the Next Economy Now podcast. And you know, for listeners, I think one of the reasons I'm excited about Clearinghouse CDFI is that you're a lot different than other financial institutions. And so what's the secret sauce then? Because you know, 18 years of profitability, investing in what many, maybe other financial institutions would consider risky or you know something that they're not as interested in. Do you have any sort of principles that have allowed you to stay, you know, profitable and while also creating impact in these communities?
Well, I would point to two things. I think, you know, our corporate culture and the way we approach business and lending and running this CDFI, I think is critical. And I know we'll talk a little bit about that. But number two, generally too, we are a collateral-based lender. And so we are, you know, while we've done some loans that don't have collateral or have non-traditional collateral, for the most part, most of our lending is collateral-based. And I think that's helped us a lot. We've had, as any lender will, we've had some borrowers that haven't been able to pay us back. And we've had some difficulties with particular loans. But by and large, our credit department has done a great job of identifying ways that we can mitigate the risk, find a way to make a loan. It's difficult, have the security that we know we do have some collateral in case there's an event of default. But, you know, by and large, our loans are performing. And I would say, you know, really our loss rate over our 22-year history is less than 1% of actual losses we've taken. And again, a large part of that is the fact that we are a collateral-based lender.
Wow, less than 1% too. It's incredible. And if we shift to some of the best practice ideas, I think a lot of folks who listen to this interview may want to know things about, you know, what you've learned over your 22 years, is that right?
Since yeah, we're in 22 years. Uh-huh.
So one that's a constant struggle or opportunity for companies is building a great employee culture. And I'm wondering if you could speak to what you've learned about how do you build a great employee culture, and are there any unique cultural practices you have you can speak about?
Yeah, it's such an important thing to me as the president and CEO to identify, support, and try to get buy-in in our corporate culture. It's probably, you know, in the top three things I do as the president and CEO. And so I do spend a lot of time both thinking about it and working on it. And I think, Ryan, what we have done, and I didn't do this out the gate, I think it was actually during the financial crisis. It was probably in about, 2009 or 2010, where I really sat down and I said, you know, I think we have these, we have a corporate culture, but it wasn't really well articulated. And so, you know, I sat down and worked with some of the people on my team, and I came up with seven personal corporate cultural traits, and that would be things that we expect from our employees, and seven business corporate cultural traits. And they're written down, they're identified, and when I hire any new employee at any level, within 30 days, I sit down with that employee, and if there's two or three hires at the same time, we have a group of them, and I walk through these corporate cultural traits and explain to them that, you know, this is who we are, this is our company, and this is what we expect. And I think, I don't know if that's unique or not, but it's been something that I'm very proud of. And I think it has helped us create a great employee culture.
And where can folks learn more about Clearinghouse and, you know, say if there's any investors who are interested, what's the best way for them to get in contact?
We have a great website that has a ton of information, including our financials. It is www.ccdfi.com. Again, that's ccdfi.com. And a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is serious about investing or working with us. And also, you know, we're looking for projects to lend, you know, good projects. And so And our service area is California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and all of Indian country throughout the United States. So if anyone is aware of an unmet credit need that has a good community impact, or, you know, often our loans are made to entrepreneurs, people of color, or members of groups that have been disenfranchised. And if anyone is aware of loans, boy, we'd love to hear from them as well.